and answer what I am for. But you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known, arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
The rock upon the mountaintop, sublimely placed in time, never to be erased, but as sturdy as this family tree, our blood linked umbilically. From the cradle to the grave, you will wear my name, meaning of which is the rock, and that upon which I stand, As you grow from youth to man, I will depend on thee someday for eternal care, as I have given thee unconditionally through the years, and wept the tears of motherhood, so gladly I wear that claim. As closely as we can be, one and the same, in name, yes, but only, not only there, in heart and mind and soul, we are forever blessed to have one another here.
Nice. Well done.
Thank you. Cheers, all of you.
Cheers to you as well.
How's Colorado doing? You guys having fun now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we always are having fun here.
I got to say,
I've been to Fort Collins and through Denver, but that's about it.
We're just south of Denver, and we're in that warm before the storm. It's actually really nice out right now, but it's going to just deteriorate all night long.
Yeah, we've heard we're supposed to get a decent amount of snow, but nothing like the East Coast, it looks like, is getting right now.
No, I was in D.C. Yesterday, and we got slammed with ice and snow. It was really beautiful. I did put a picture of it up on Facebook of the Potomac, you know.
Oh, cool.
My sister's home. It was my niece's sixth birthday last night, and we had a little dinner with family that was very nice. And then I'm in Richmond now, and I just dropped my son off to watch my graduate alma mater, VCU, play basketball. Go VCU!
Nice. So did you have another poem you wanted to share?
Yeah, just one more. It's called For the Bear Within You, and it's a love poem. And I have compiled a book called Fit Me Like a Glove that I am hoping will come out sometime later this year of love poems. But this poem is called For the Bear Within You.
Before you start that, you said you got a book coming out. Where can people find it?
Oh, well, you can find my first book, I Do, which came out in November of last year. We can say that now.
Yeah.
And it was from Inner Child Press, I-N-N-E-R, Child Press. I have an author's page on there where you can buy the book that comes in black and white or a full color version, because I have 45 artworks and 40 poems in the book.
And you look up Siddhartha Pierce and it'll bring it up, right?
Siddhartha Beth Pierce, yes.
Siddhartha Beth Pierce, very cool.
Yes. On there, named after both my grandmothers, which I read about last week. So,
beautiful.
Thank you for having me again.
Well, you know, always a pleasure to have you on our show. Go ahead and go with that other poem.
Okay, this is a love poem. It's called For the Bear Within You. Silver stars mark the souls of those amongst the past, lasting in eternity for view to you and me, a twinkled masterpiece. Surrounding the moon as she lays her angelic white rays upon the snowflakes of l'hiver, the river Tame calls our names to gaze upon the surface dark and reveal the face of my beloved one. An eternity knot surrounds our hearts and links us to our previous incarnations. A lover strong and mighty, with the mind of a steel trap and the face of the flame of the sun. In honor of a blessed one, sarcastic and severe, to cause a tear of hilarity amongst the trees in this enchanted garden. Your image, sir, you gentlemen, is clearly one desire that pulls me nearer still to your phantasmal charm. I feel you here within the right of my breast. I feel your pain while apart and your happiness upon return each morning and every night. Within my dreams, you hold my hands and pass me words of wisdom. Make love to me there and close this gap between us. Within me, I feel the pain to the left in my breast when you are afar or I am lonely. Yet each day and night you return to say, I am love and will forever protect you. While mortal life may separate our beings, I still can see you upon the river's face amongst the reeds and grasses. My dear love, thank you so much for souling us together. Unconditionally, I love thee and will never again wander, but by your side in heart and mind be true to you. Forever.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Masterfully done, Siddhartha.
Love you all.
We love
really
you too.
Invitation, and I am looking forward to hearing the rest of the show.
Excellent. Thank you for being a part of our family.
Absolutely. Family rocks. We are kin.
Exactly.
May the kind red spirit tickle you pink.
There you go. All right, if you want to call in like Siddhartha, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
And that's awesome that, you know, we get these callers that call in even before the show even starts. They're willing to wait and start us off. We don't even have to give the phone number out to have our first caller. That's
beautiful.
It's kind of cool, isn't it? And we've got a great community here. We also have, just later to announce it, I mean, we usually bring this up, we have some poetry that was sent in through email as well that we're going to read over the air a little bit later.
Yeah.
And there's some special things, too. I need to, later on in the show, towards the end, I'm going to talk about an incident that happened this last weekend.
Yes, and then the Phantom's got an announcement to make as well. We've got lots to do. Go ahead and give us a call, 303-386-3598. Be willing to share some good poetry with us, as a lot of our poets do.
Well, I mean, I think most of our poets do. However, okay, so let's talk about this.
Well,
here.
No.
So New Year's
Mickey,
already.
Nikki.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
that was special. So with the New Year, we're only 3 days in. How has your resolution gone?
My resolution is going. It's going very well.
You know, my resolution to not be offended has not gone very well.
No.
Not gone very well at all.
This is
however,
about that incident, yeah.
Well actually, that happened before the New Year.
Yeah, but you know what? I've been progressively more and more offended as
and
I think about that.
And he's got something he's going to read on the air about it.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I blame them.
But we do have
it's
a
really their fault.
On the line, you guys. We all have right. Jack calling in from Texas. Jack, how are you doing tonight?
Well, good evening and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Jack. How are you doing, brother?
Doing great. Actually, doing pretty good.
Nice. You sound chipper.
I am chipper. What do you think about that?
That's awesome.
It was almost 60 degrees today. It's nice out. You know, might as well be chipper.
What? We had you beat. We're 63 in my car. Well, it was 63 in my car as I was.
Well, there you go. Well, that's nice.
I know. It's
nice
beautiful.
Nice pace, huh?
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, hey, I've got, if it's okay, I've got two I'd like to read tonight.
Of course.
Is that okay?
Sure.
Both of these are collaborations. Both of these were written by Frida. You've heard me talk about her before. Awesome poet and myself.
She's amazing.
And this one I'm going to read first, we wrote today. It was just posted a couple hours ago, so I figured I'll go ahead and post it on the radio. How about that?
Nice. The ink's not even dry yet, and you're sharing it with us.
It's not even dry. I've got to hold it carefully because I might smudge it.
Beautiful.
But this one is called How Shall I Pen Thee? How shall I pen thee? Let me cipher the ways. Pure bliss wafting on crystalline seascapes, ravishing the cerulean ripples of time's eye. Deep and darkly ranges of mountain clouds, devoured by eclipses of the moon's rage. Lyrical verse of a rhythmed release floating on sweet chord adventures in breathtaking time. Sheet music love letters tossed to the deep, sandcastle dream waves now captured in sunset wisdom, tangerine promises whispered. Waltzing on thin ice whilst reaching the stars, dancing under sunbursts, crushing burn, you surrender your heart within my hands. Stepping outside reality's gated bridges, I'm flying loftily high on your scripted tunes. Melting moonbeams, reflection in your eyes, pouring into me slowly, sweetly, as I blush, rose garden pastels on your lips quivering, melodies of autumn leaf, and melodies of autumn leaf descent, lilting fantasies float, resting within the crescendo of your love. There you go.
Beautiful. Well done.
And right there at the end, in the middle of that last verse, my Kindle went dark on me, so that was paused. But don't you hate that?
I hate when that happens, yeah.
I'm telling you. Okay, now here's number two, and this one is titled Concrete Peaches. Endless seams of knotted hopes, collecting neath orchard dreams, rows of fruit illusions bloom in aromatic cadence, even in winter's silence. Leafless branches tease misty skies, producing unrealistic temptations, easily within reach of desperate fingers willing to harvest heartaches by the bushel. Trudging through fields of broken promises, knee-deep in splintered divisions of trust, devotion doesn't grow on trees, it needs to be carefully nurtured. Shedding layers of old decaying bark, reaching for the sunlight in the dark, acceptance, olive branches under cover, twisted roots have sapped their luster. And all that remains are concrete peaches, weighted words of fuzzy meanings, shallow breaths on succulent breezes, freestone mutterings of faded descent.
Nice. Well done, brother. And that was you and Frida as well?
Yes.
Wow, your inks blend wonderfully.
I'm telling you, they do. She's fantastic. I learn a lot from her. And it's always a pleasure to write with her. And I'm happy to share it with you guys.
Excellent. She is, and gal. And she is an amazing example. I read her stuff when I've got a moment online, and what a great poet.
She definitely stands out there on her own, and it's just it's thrilling to me.
Exactly. Frida, if you're listening, if at all you're inclined, give us a call.
There you go. Call him, Frida.
There you go. Jack, thank you for calling our show. We're going to hear from you next week, right?
Oh, for sure.
Excellent.
Thanks, guys.
All right. If you want to call in like Jack, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
However, it looks like it's going to be time for us to take a break.
All right. So you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Get great protection for your wireless devices. Go to mytechdefense.com. They will protect, repair, and personalize your smartphones, tablets, laptops, and more. You can choose any design you want, and they will transfer your phone or tablet to reflect that favorite of yours. Contact them at mytechdefense.com or click on the link on kzkoradio.com. Get protected. Tech Defense, protecting MSC every day. Autos, located at 6570 North Federal Boulevard and 5400 North Federal Boulevard in Denver. Contact Gonzalo for all your auto needs. 303-430-1333 or 303-573-1333. You can also look at their website, denverautostore.com.
It's worked so far, but we're not out yet.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I wanna know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Pure energy. That would be Information Society, correct?
Very good.
Nice. I got to look that up.
I don't have to look that up.
For you the society or for information?
Just in general.
Oh, okay.
I
don't even know what's going on right now.
I don't either.
Hey.
We've lost all control here at World Poetry Open Mic.
I know you have. The amount of caffeinated beverages you have in front of you is unhealthy for a small village, let alone one man.
Yeah, the poet Underhill might die tonight. We're not sure yet.
At least it'll be epically in a snowstorm.
But we do have a nurse in the studio, so that's a great thing.
Yeah, but once we leave the studio and the laughter stops.
Yeah. Speaking of laughter and great people, we have a special caller on the line from Pennsylvania. Please welcome Ellie.
Happy New Year, Jay Todd. How are you?
I'm doing good. Happy New Year.
Yeah, it's so wonderful. I can't believe I missed last week, but here I am, and here we are.
You know what? Your granddaughter is very important, even to us and our family. We're glad you went to see her.
Yeah. Well, this is wonderful to start the new year off with you guys. I missed you. And I've got two poems tonight for you.
All right.
The first one is called The Relativity of Love. Love's hour. Love's hours counting into a new year. Yet when does love need a year or time measured? Gazing into the past, hours of minutes, only love be the touchstone. And blessed am I that love blinds me to all the years of time immortal, flowing through this life, so lived as one loved and ever loving my own.
Nice. Well done, Ellie.
Thank you. Thank you. And the next one I have for you is called Inward.
Okay.
was it only yesterday that youth and spring were all the tomorrows? Adventure awaited beyond a dreaming of worlds all for the taking. Wisdom walked in on a lonely morn, doffed his hat in a moment's knowing, taught this poet of the now, the moment that holds all the universe, all the worlds, and God's own grace. The difficult journey then began, this inner world of soul yet seeking. Without his guiding hand so true, surely fear would rule and sway. Soon to learn and grow in love, this inner world beyond imagined, beyond all wonder thought and found, surely this soul will never tire, never grow weary of self reborn.
Nice.
Thank you.
Ellie, I love your work. I love it that you call our show every week and share with us. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, Jay Todd. And Happy New Year to you, Michael. And is the Phantom with us tonight?
Yes. How are you doing, Ellie?
Happy New Year. How are you?
I'm doing very good, thank you. Did you have a good New Year's?
I did.
Good.
Lots of family and lots of friends. And now I'm recovering from all the fun.
I think we all are.
Yes.
I'm definitely recovering.
Oh, yes,
Michael,
you are.
Did you have a good New Year?
I did,
you
very
had a
much.
Happy New Year,
yes, I did. How about you?
Yes, it was wonderful, and now the tree's down, and we're back to normal.
Exactly.
That's nice, too.
What's normal? I don't even know what that is.
No. Well, whatever's happening today is sort of normal, I guess.
There we go. That's a good way to look at it.
Each day is a new normal.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Wonderful to hear all your voices, and God bless you, and I'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you, Ellie. If you want to call in like Ellie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We have, you know, lots of poets calling in from all around the world. Actually, sometimes I was going to say all around the country, sometimes all around the world, but I totally screwed that up.
All around the solar system,
just
really.
Well, you know, sometimes.
Nikki called in.
I'm really glad.
Yeah.
I'm really glad that we signed those rights to keep the universal rights to ourselves. I'm
exactly.
Really glad we didn't just go for Earth this time.
Yeah. Why settle for Earth when we can have the whole galaxy? Wait, that's very Vaderism.
I actually did talk to a music attorney one time who said that he had represented a jazz musician who was fine signing away the rights for the record company to have all the song rights for the planet Earth, but he wanted the rest of the universe. He wanted those rights. And so after a little while, the record company's like, okay, you can have them.
Wow.
And so he has the rights for the rest of the universe.
Nice.
Joke will eventually be on Capitol Records.
There you go.
Eventually. Dead air.
Wow.
Way to go, guys.
That was
way to
beautiful.
Catch that one.
Nice. You know, Capitol Records is a great record company.
Let's just
doing that.
You know, the thing about music, the thing that's great about music is the rest, the space between the notes.
Yeah,
there
like
we go
now.
Again. You guys are pros. This was an NBA team.
You
guys,
are we gonna just keep
am I
doing
Michael
music
Jordan?
References?
Is that Michael Jordan right now?
That
is that
was
what
Michael
this is?
Jordan. Exactly. One person playing ball, the rest of them watching, going, "Wow, that's amazing."
Well, that okay.
So, once again, if you want to call and share poetry, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598, Phantom.
Are
that's the number.
Too fast for you.
I was just playing up the rest.
I took I picked up my coffee, took a drink of coffee.
I didn't even
in
I
that
was
pause,
not even looking
then
at
said
you.
Said the number.
Imagine I don't even that. Have eyes.
So, you have an announcement you want to make.
I do.
All right.
So, as many of our listeners know, but some of them may not still at this point, one of our regular callers, Steve, his niece Juliana, just lost her battle with Ewing sarcoma in September at the age of 12. Now, this girl was extremely giving. She selflessly gave her Make-A-Wish wish to help brighten other children and other families' lives. She had a mural painted at the Hackensack University Medical Center to help comfort families of children fighting cancer. She wanted to create an atmosphere for girls and boys of all ages that would tap into their imagination, fuel their creativity, and promote healing. She also asked that any donations be made in her name be made to thetruth365.org. The Truth 365 is a documentary and social media campaign to give a voice to children who are fighting cancer. All donations they receive go directly to cancer research. And as the people here know me, a couple of years ago, I shaved my head to help raise money for St. Baldrick's Foundation, who also does awareness and funds for kids fighting cancer. And I'm planning on doing that again, only I'm going to do it for Juliana and for thetruth365.org. So on February 1st, I'm going to shave my head in to honor her memory. And I'm asking that donations be made to thetruth365.org. We will be posting a link on our website and our Facebook page. And I figured I'd set my goal for about $1,500. By the end of this month, we can make that possible to be donated before I get my head shaved. Anyways, the Truth 365 doesn't have a way for me to keep track of how much is donated. So if anybody donates in the name of Juliana, please email us at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com. So that way I can keep track of it.
Wow.
You know, I think that's a really, really cool. That I mean, it's a cool cause, and obviously, I mean,
and you're shaving my sister is shaving her head.
Yep.
I'm so excited for this, by the way.
Yeah.
Who
gets to wield those clippers, by the way?
Well, I think it's someone else, right? You got someone else who's going to shave your head. You've had to deal with
my boss might actually my head.
Nice.
But he lives in Grand Junction now, so he may or may not be able to take the trip.
I am more than happy.
Okay.
I've got
more than happy to.
I will bring them.
Yeah, and we'll take pictures, video, we'll post it.
Now, the other side of this, I just want to let you know, is I have taken the liberty of using Photoshop on some of your pictures and already kind of seeing what you're going to look like. And I've also taken the liberty of starting several dating profiles for you on different sites. So I'm hoping that this will be a very beneficial time for you in your romantic life.
Quite
as well.
Honestly, if you go on my Facebook page, you can see pictures of me from the last time I shaved my head for kids' cancer. So
yeah, the Photoshop.
It's not
my
be,
Photoshop work looks
You wouldn't
really,
need to Photoshop
really
it. But well, thank you. I appreciate that help, okay. Michael.
Dating sites like baldbeauties.com?
That's a dating site?
Well, kind of.
Okay.
All right. We'll just leave that one hanging there.
All class, all the time. World Poetry Open Mic.
There you go.
Anyways, our number again is 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
All right, and it looks like we have a caller.
We do? Uh-oh.
Who's our caller? Dennis is on the line.
Dennis! Surprise!
Happy, happy New Year, World Poetry Open Mic.
Happy New Year. We've got a couple of technical glitches we're working on, but that's okay. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing wonderful. I love this time of year, this fresh start, a time to be optimistic and upbeat.
I know. And did you see I kept my promise from last week? I wrote that Trijan refrain.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Well,
don't say that in public.
Well, I have a poem for you tonight. The title is My Friend, My Friend.
All right.
My friend is my friend. Let not the darkness lie on your doorstep. Your lack of achievement is fostered by your own self-limitations. You remained chained because you do not realize the strength you possess. Don't look through the clouded lens of doubt and fear. Otherwise, you will continue to stumble in the darkness of self-defeat and despair. Lift up your head. Feel the warmth of light that surrounds you. Open your eyes and see. Drink from the chalice of hope supplied by the well of potential that springs up freely from your spirit. Break the bonds. Live free and soar. You have the power. Use it, my friend.
Well done, brother. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. I wish you all a wonderful year. This is a year of potential, and who knows where we're going to go from here, but I'm ready for the ride.
I can tell you this much, Dennis. There are four people in the world that know where we're going from here, and we're all being silent right now.
Well, when the time is right, we will all know. And I thank you for your diligence.
I thank you for your patronage of our show. I mean, the longest supporter of our show, the longest caller that we've had. Thank you for all that you've done for us, brother.
And I'll be with you as long as I can. Oh. God bless you all.
Bless you too,
thanks,
brother.
Dennis.
If you are calling like Dennis, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. When we come back, we're going to be going to a break. We have some stuff that was sent in. We have a couple special, a few more special things, but we also want to keep hearing your calls.
I've got some poetry queued up. We've got everything.
We've got all kinds of great stuff. However, if you haven't called in, I would like to challenge someone who hasn't called in who's listened to the show to give us a call tonight as well.
We want a new caller. We want a new member of our family.
Absolutely.
All right, so you're listening to KZKO's A Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Introducing the all-new Slim Ambition 8-Week Total Body Transformation Program. Finally, an answer to losing that fat.
My name is Tammy, and I want to tell you about my total body transformation. Back in January, I started a series of treatments at Slim Ambition, and here I am 7 months later, 47 pounds lighter, 5 inches smaller around the waist, and 60 points lower in cholesterol. When I first walked into Slim Ambition, I was a little skeptical, but I was proven wrong. Mark and his team are great to work with. The staff is super friendly and so helpful. I knew the program was working when I got to go shopping for a whole new wardrobe twice. What I like best about Slim Ambition is that not only did it transform my body, it transformed my confidence, my health, and my life. Sign up now for the 8-week body transformation. Get the tools you need to finally succeed. 24 treatments, meal plan, unlimited access to cardio equipment. More importantly, support and accountability to help you reach your ultimate goals. Call today to book your free consultation, 566-7307.
Drinking super is essential to performing super, on and off the field. Whatever field you perform on, Body Armor is the drink essential for your prime performance. B vitamins, as much potassium as a banana, antioxidants, and 2.5 times the electrolytes found in the leading sports drink. Body Armor is superior nutrition and hydration. Go to drinkbodyarmor.com to learn more. Drink super with Body Armor.
You know, don't get me wrong. Sometimes I question the intelligence of the lyrics in these songs.
Did you listen to them?
Yep. Is that German?
Yes.
No, he's just making that up. Everybody who speaks German in the world
pop
right now
song.
Who's listening to the show is going, okay, I'm going to smack that guy.
Hold on. I'm just about to make JT or the ape boy jump out of his seat. Mm. Pop song, German lyrics, I am guessing Falco.
No.
I'm just saying.
That's pretty terrible.
I'm sorry.
There's only one Falco song of any consequence. That happens to be my theme song.
Yes. Rock me, Amadeus. Armagerd. So, we do poetry here.
Okay, great. Anyway, so, it's a chill Friday night.
It is.
It's a nice Friday night. There's all kinds of great stuff going on. However,
we do have a caller.
We have a caller.
And who's on the line with us? Hello.
Hey, Jay Todd. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing good. This must be Chris from Writer's Cafe. How you doing, brother?
Oh, doing pretty fine.
I'd know that voice anywhere.
Well, I've got two for you. One that's an old one, but it was never at Writer's Cafe.
All right.
One new one that will probably never be at Writer's Cafe. I'm keeping it as a private thought.
All right.
So anyway, I listened to everybody else that was on today. I was impressed. Jack and Freda's corroboration was really good. Really good.
Very much so.
And Phantom, I wish you all the best. Maybe we can get you a knit hat on.
Oh, thank you. I actually knit hats for chemo patients, so I'll be borrowing one until I get my hair back.
Well, way cool.
Yeah.
You'll come back, and it's a great wish.
Oh, thank you.
What we can do to support you. Okay, the first one. So many define themselves as dark poets. You know what I mean, guys?
Yeah, I do, actually.
They write of their perceptions of the darkness around and through them, of the horrors of hurt and hurting, of the dark side of their concepts of existence. Well, because they do, my question, what's more truly dark than losing all that you, each moment, by the moment, piece by piece, one day at a time, and knowing it's happening, feeling it as you go away, a good day. I saw a familiar face today. As always, today is a familiar day, just like yesterday, just like tomorrow. Familiar. Wait. I used to know, at least I think I did, things that were important, that were right, wrong, black and white. Sometimes I can remember familiar things, hurtful things, soft and warmly fuzzy things. But mostly I can't. That's dark.
No, that was a good poem, my brother. Really good poem. Forever in awe of your skill, my friend.
And the other one, like I said, this is a private thought, but I'm sharing it because people made some comments on some other works that are on Writer's Cafe. And they keep thinking I'm referring to some things that are way in the past. And that ain't so. Some are, some aren't. History repeats itself for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So when you read something, don't assume so quickly. Sometimes we understand that need for the other ear we know both wants and somehow always does listen to our soul. I'm glad you turned to me. Don't ever hesitate. You are always near. Kilroy was here. I don't know what we, you and I don't know that we, you and I, miss it, that feeling. The knowing of freedom, the awareness of self and place, the understanding of who and what we are, perhaps 'tis all the more that we relive it and can relive it, rediscover it behind our eyes, where we still see and feel, where feet tread, and the mind discovered, yeah, self. The times we spoke within our souls without a shred of thought wasted toward evasion or hiding or excuses. Time was transfixed and pinned in place, and we breathed deeply with intent and purpose. We found focus and understanding, heart and strength, and the spirit to reach beyond limits. And damned, we touched the cheek of existence. Do you realize how very, very few ever or ever will make that journey for themselves? Kilroy was here.
Wow, ding, ding, school just went out of session. That was beautiful, brother. And if you could see the reactions of the people listening, I can't even describe it. Everybody in the studio was dumbfounded, brother.
Mm. Do you remember the poetry.com and all those contests and all those things that came out, and everybody in the world was invited to, you know, be published in the anthologies because they're the absolute best that there are.
I know. I was duped into that myself, brother.
You want one more? Real short. I promise. Okay. It's short.
One more real short one.
Okay. Think of the old and golden days, poetry.com and other anthology publishing sites.
All right.
All the contests where the only specific limit for these epic works is 20 lines or less. Give us instant gratification without thought or pause, a heart's eternal anguish, selflessly bared, a time-enduring revelation that one moment of unending truth and inarguable insight everybody already shares. And all the heads nod, keeping time. Yes, that's it. More, more. Yes, faster. And the eyes skim past, racing, unhaving to think, racing to a foregone end, already knowing everything there is in 20 lines or less. That was 19 lines.
Very cool. Well done. Thank you, Chris. Thank you for calling our show.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Excellent. And we'll hear from you next week.
Take care.
Take
care. Be safe. All the best.
Happy New Year. If you want to call like Chris, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. I know we've been kind of running long in the poetry segments
this
week.
It's my fault.
Yes. It's okay. I mean, we definitely, but we want to get your work in. So we're going to figure this out, and there'll be some things changing here in the future that'll kind of help this stuff as well.
It will.
We will stay in touch with everybody, but we'll get it worked out. But we really want to say thank you to everybody who's contributed so far. It's been great. Now, one thing I did want to mention.
Okay.
Is one of the members of our crew is a very special person.
I'll tell you, he's special.
He's very special. Now, this last week, he actually spent, don't ask me how, 700 hours on the bottom of the ocean.
What?
Don't ask me how he does it.
Holding
writing poetry, holding his breath, withstanding the pressure, the crushing pressure of the sea. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Haiku Master.
I work the boss in here.
Hi-ya!
There can only be one.
Did you see how he just, on cue,
the Haiku Master
moved from the phone, hit the go button, and then moved back to the phone? It was like a blur.
Well, the go button's wherever he is.
He is the go button.
He is the go button. However, I think the Haiku Master could also be called the Elastic Man. That was pretty incredible, man.
I was.
All right. So, after spending all this time, I mean, I kind of know what the subject of these poems are because it's always kind of a mystery every week we do it. And if you think you know what it is, put it on Facebook, whatever. However, I think I know what this is. And I'm kind of surprised that if you spend 700 hours in the bottom of the ocean, this is what you decide to write about. But, you know, you can't put the shackles on art.
Exactly.
You just can't do it. So, here we go. The first one, caves have been filled in. The decay has been removed. The ivory polished.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I know what this is about.
Okay.
So
number
you're
two.
You're going to want to go out to Facebook and put this on there if you know what it
is. Yes, if you know. Number two, temporary gone. Grinders, piercers, and cutters. Wisdom to be pulled.
All right.
Okay. And number three, scaling and scraping. Left numbed by spikes from hell, chillin' with Valium.
Nice.
Now, from the depths of the ocean and the mind and the spirit of the Haiku Master to you at home, this has been another week's installment straight to you from the Haiku Master.
Redonkulous.
He's a Haiku Master.
The theme song, not yet.
This theme song from the depths of somewhere else.
Hi-ya!
My mind. You know, you always gotta wonder about, you know, they say the subconscious bubbles up in strange ways. What was going on in my subconscious for that to become the theme song?
I have no clue.
It's long enough in the past now I can look at it objectively.
All right.
I think we have a caller.
We do? All right. Who's on the line?
Tate from Ohio.
Tate!
Hi, guys. You're running late today. I'm going to cut you short so you have time to read something of Todd's.
Okay.
Okay. I think I'll just read you something really short. How about, have I read The Sands of Time?
No, you have not.
All right. I'll run that one for you. Sands of Time. We meet many men of sorrow, oh, much deeper than our own pain. Wisdom and strength they all borrow, washed by waters of life's own rain. Well, each of us ponders life's reason, looking deep within our own soul. We follow each path and season that vainly we seek to control. The sands, they burn up like cinder that has trickled our fingers through. Each hope our time does now hinder. What wasn't we find is now true. No man can be called a lost soul whose help to another he lends. The shoulder he gives to console will earn him a life full of friends. Chase not the rung of a ladder that will place you above the rest. When alone, what will it matter if a loveless life you attest? So small the pain of his distress whose earnings don't tell of his worth. An honest man this life will bless, no matter his fortunes at birth.
Well done, Tate.
Great work, Tate. Thank you, as always.
Thank you very much.
Tate?
It's quite an honor to be on your show. Thank you.
Oh, it's an honor to have you call us. Thank you very much for sharing your work with us. We are working on the technical glitches. We're also working on time constraints.
A few other things. We'll get there later. We'll announce this later.
But thank you.
I'm also working on getting myself some pants, too, but no one needs to know about that.
All right, so we are being told that we do have to take a break. You're listening to KTKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
I'm bringing the pain after this.
Essex Motors, located on 131 South Main Street in Longmont, Colorado, 80501. Contact Mike or Ray at 303-678-0300. EssexMotorsLLC.com. Pocket Coupon Directory. Savings on food, fine dining, home, personal needs, and much more. DailyPocketDeals.com. My Mom's Pies. Located in Niwot on 201 Murray Street. Give them a call at 303-652-6667 or check out their website, mmpies.com.
What I want to know is why people always play this song as I walk into the room. It's true.
You know, I have a poem for just such an occasion.
Do you?
Yes. Written by the man playing the bass there. Mr. Really? Les Claypool. This might sound a little familiar from back in like 92, 93... Les Claypool wrote this. I'm not one for poetry. I'm not one for prose. I'm not one for the scent of a springtime rose. But there's one thing that I sure do know. I really get a kick out of that Beavis and Butthead show. Do-do-do-do!
We actually have a very special caller on the line right now.
We do.
Tony from the UK.
Oh, hey, Tony!
Hi there.
Titus, Tony, my brother, how are you doing?
Very, very good. We've had a beautiful 2 weeks in Scotland, so we turned up last night. I thought, I wonder if I'll be able to phone.
I'm glad you did.
A week by then, yes, and I certainly did, yes.
You know,
I've not been for a month, it seems, so of course I missed you lots. All of the gang here and, of course, at my website, Poetry. So it's nice to get on anyway, at least.
I was going to say, I'm glad you call us because you're the one that makes us get away with calling the show World Poetry Open Mic. Just saying.
Oh, no, I'm sure Raja over in India is contributing as well.
Yes, he is. And, of course, we have people submitting from South Africa. It really is becoming World Poetry Open Mic.
Okay. I've just got two haikus to read for you. For many years, I've been writing on butterflies, and each one has got a haiku representing for it, so maybe I'll write a book of haikus for butterflies. But the first one, there's only two tonight. The first one is called Painted Lady. Painted Lady. So here it goes. How naked one feels can include for making up common decency. And the second one is coming up on my computer. It's called Glass Wing.
All right.
You exhibit me. Finer detail in texture. These see-through affairs.
Nice.
Just very short this time.
Haikus traditionally are a little bit short, but those were great, brother. You need to do a book of haiku poetry for butterflies.
Butterflies are by nature a beautiful thing, and I thought of if I can catalogue all the beautiful butterflies that I can sort of like, you know, drum up, and maybe they'll make a nice little book for children.
Yes. You can call it Butterfly Coup.
Poetry. Mm.
Yeah, you can call it Butterfly Coup.
Yeah, something like that. Any ideas for titles will be greatly appreciated.
Titus.
Anyway, I think I might go back to bed. I was just sort of like getting used to, I don't know, London life now.
So, well, thank you for calling us, and so early, too. I know it's a very abrupt end to your sleep cycle, but thank you.
Yes, but Scotland was something special. It's the best holiday we've ever had anyway, so it was just something out of this world. But anyway, thank you again. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, Tony.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
And I'll phone soon. Thank you.
Excellent. If you want to call in like Tony, it's very easy to do. Give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. My microphone's back on. I had all kinds of very insightful, deep comments that were just lost. Now no one will know what I was going to say.
But you do have something insightful and deep
for us. I do have something
us.
I have to,
fabulous.
I have to get off my chest, though, okay?
Yeah.
And if we have to go just a couple minutes long.
Regarding
we'll
an incident?
We'll get this caller that just called in, and then we'll go long, whatever.
Okay.
I'm calling it, whatever.
Would you want to do the caller first?
No, we'll do that.
Okay, so here's the deal. We had an incident last week, and it was at a popular kind of family place called Chuck E. Cheese. There was a, you know, the haiku master, his daughter had her birthday there.
Yeah, where a kid can be a kid.
Where a kid can be a kid, and apparently I can't be myself. But
there you go.
You know, when things happen, as you get older, you get more mature, and you're able to handle things with class and like a real, you know, just being nice to everyone.
Exactly.
So I wrote an open letter to the management of this place, kind of addressing this incident. Okay. And I'd like to read it on the air because I think it's kind of important.
Okay, so listen up, Chuck E. Cheese.
So listen up, Chuck E. Cheese, but this is a nice way to really handle this.
Okay.
Okay? I think. To the almighty marauding corporate chiefs of one Chuck E. Cheese. Gentlemen, ladies, mice. With none but the heaviest of hearts, I sit down to write this open letter. It is my hope that this matter, while ethically challenging, and as one of your employees so eloquently put it, a little hurdy in the head a make, can be handled in the most swift and private manner possible. This is, of course, why I've decided to write an open letter, which has been shown to be one of the best ways for consumers, such as myself, to actually get the attention of people in the caliber of yourselves, O divine worshipful ones.
Yes.
Excuse me. I stumble over myself. I could have gone to a more expensive school.
There you go.
In retrospect, I'm not positive that you have a 5-year-old working for you. It might not have been your employee, but I do digress. Last Saturday, after a morning of furiously trying to forget the transgressions of my past, I attended a birthday party at one of your Chuck E. Cheese locations. Upon walking in the door, I was promptly greeted with a friendly but skeptical question from the door woman. "Seriously?" she asked. I replied for her to, quote, "just lift the damn rope." It's encouraging to see Chuck E. Cheese now using the same door methods as dance clubs. A more selective clientele means more pizza, for me. And anything that has that as a goal will undoubtedly find me a most avid supporter. Taking my seat right between the ball pit and the whack-a-mole game, I laughed with friends and happily prepared to watch the new videos that Chuck E. Cheese has so thoughtfully created instead of those tired old animatronic monstrosities that to this day haunt my dreams and fill my unguarded waking hours with terror. Now they're just on a large TV, reminiscent of the 1984 commercial by Apple, where a frightening big brother brainwashes the masses from a large TV in the middle of the room. I bet he had a sing-along planned afterwards, but, you know, I'm getting beyond myself. The video started and all of our favorite characters appeared, theoretically. I knew Chucky, but all the rest were kind of fuzzy. So let's see. There is a mouse, obviously. a bird, a dog, some sort of monster, and an Italian? Wait, animals and an Italian. Not just any Italian, but a grotesque caricature of the nationality, complete with a large nose, gigantic mustache, and of course, the most exaggerated accent this side of the alcohol I drank last night. His name, Pasquale, of course. Pasquale, as one can tell from his working class attire, is a chef. A pizza chef, nonetheless. Now, I smiled to myself and I thought, maybe they think us Italians are animals, deserving to hang out with mice, birds, dogs, and whatever that monster is. Or maybe they think that Italians keep unclean kitchens and keep the company of mice, in which case I'm kind of concerned about the sanitary nature of your pizza. However, I'm not so concerned that I won't eat another slice, since your methods of culling the clientele and your overt racism to Italians, especially Italian chefs, will undoubtedly leave more for me. Furthermore, I'm pretty sure that when all of the characters got together in that video to celebrate Christmas, it was Pasquale that was the one forced to do all the manual labor. It appears if I've lost my mind. Now, I might have been intoxicated, but unfortunately, the Veritas wasn't in the vino. It was in the crust, which was a bit overdone, by the way. It is disturbing to me, the person who made a New Year's resolution to stop being offended, that I had such an ample opportunity to be so offended by something blatantly as over-the-top as this. Am I wrong? Try this. Replace Pasquale with another caricature of any other ethnic group, equal in grotesquiosity, and see how long it takes before you get bombarded by letters. And yes, I just made a word up.
Yes, you did.
Am I being oversensitive? Of course. I'm an Italian. I also have a big nose. Sometimes I even make pizza, but that doesn't mean I like mice. And while I can't hope to change the minds of those so excellent, so all-knowing, so stylishly dressed as you, oh great kings and queens of the cheese, I would like to propose that you consider not perpetuating grotesque racial stereotypes out of respect for both your audience and for the hope of a world in which such discussions as this are no longer necessary. Thank you for your time. Michael Amade, co-host and executive producer of World Poetry Open Mic. P.S. I have a great idea for taking Chuck E. Cheese into space. All I need is a rocket ship and some cheese.
Nice.
Do you well done. Also hate Mario?
You should see the letter I've written about that.
No.
Oh, no.
And the lawyers come. Of course they do.
Of course they do. Like sharks in the water.
Good evening. And how are we in this great new year?
We're doing great, and even better now that you're on the line with us.
Well, that's because you have not heard my flu-induced voice.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Before saying anything else, Phantom, if I had a heart, I would have shed a tear earlier. But you made my wife cry.
Aww.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to her.
Yeah.
Well, it's also, considering that they're German, that's really, really hard.
Yes.
I was going to say, you don't have me fooled. You do have a heart. I know it.
No, I'm a New York trial lawyer. I'm not allowed to have a heart.
You do in your spare time. I know.
He does have a heart. It's his last opponent in the courtroom. It's in a glass case on his desk.
Boom, 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 as I was saying, first off, Happy New Year to you all, and this is going to be a wonderful year of challenges, opportunities, and brilliance. I am convinced of it.
Well, I hope so about the brilliance part, but I definitely agree. And by the way, Happy New Year to you as well, and it may be a blessed year for you.
Yes.
From your lips to God's ears, as they say.
Yes.
But we are running low on time.
All right.
There is a piece that I would like to read, if I may. It was inspired by a friend of mine who is an amateur historian as well as a genealogist, and she got interested in both of those based upon the stories that her grandfather told her. This is called either The Tears of Vilmi or The Final Muster. I haven't decided for the title yet. And if Titus is still listening, he perhaps may understand the references more than some other people. Sitting on her grandfather's knee in the cold Canadian day, as he told his stories of youth, she learned of the tears of Vilmi, stroking his fevered face as his nightly terrors shook the house, while he howled with trench despair, she felt the tears of Vilmi at the old man's deathbed, his memories were transferred to her as the death rattle rose to meet her face. She absorbed the tears of Vilmi. Years later, as a tourist, she climbed the now silent ridge once seen by grandfather's eyes and honored the tears of Vilmi. On pilgrimage to the memorial, Mother Canada mourning her dead, with pale blue eyes and prayerful lips, she held back the tears of Vilmi. At the base of the ridge, treasured urn in hand, spreading grandfather's ashes there, she shed her own tears of Vilmi.
Nice. Well done, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. And I am going to hang up now because you might be able to squeeze in one more.
Actually, I think you're it for tonight. Thank you. Thank you for all your support to our show. And I look forward to hearing from you again next week.
Hope to get through. Have a wonderful week, one and all. And Phantom, again, thank you. You have no. I'm sure you're going to hear from other members of the family, but thank you.
Yes.
Take care.
My pleasure, you guys.
Bye.
Bye. If you want to know, truth be known, the Phantom really is a special soul on our show, and I want to thank you for being such a kind person.
Thank you.
All right, so we've run out of time. I'm J. Todd Underhill for the Nine-Fingered Hasquatch. For the Phantom, who's now in tears, for Pasquale, I want to say thank you for listening to World
Pasquale.
Poetry.
Pasquale. It starts from here now, too.
Yes.
Let my people go.
The next evolution in poetry radio.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way, got you caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide. Feel the poison of changing me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again. Today into a black box and it
came out great.